With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. 1986 marks the 25th birthday of Joseph Heller's dark comedy, Catch-22. Heller, a World War II bombardier, celebrated the anniversary at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs.
I enriched the language enormously by giving a number to the expression, there's a catch. I didn't invent the catchy phrase, catch. There's only one catch, or there's always a catch. That's part of the vernacular. I decided to give it a number and give it the status of an Army regulation, which could be evoked, but which, as the book develops, does not exist, which makes it even more sinister.
The actor Alan Arkin played Heller's protagonist Joserian in the movie version of Catch-22.
He has to be crazy to keep flying combat missions after all the close calls he's had. Sure, I can ground ore, but first he has to ask me to. That's all he has to do to be grounded? That's all. Let him ask me. And then you can ground him? Joserian asked. No, then I can't ground him. You mean there's a catch? Sure there's a catch, Dr. Nika replied. Catch-22.
It was not an instant hit, and the reviews in the most important places were atrocious. If it got reviewed at all, and never made a bestseller list, and it did not produce much money.
And when Catch-22 first appeared in 1961, it was almost entitled something else.
It originally was called Catch-18. Then the title was changed because Leon Uris, who was a far better known novelist than I was, announced he was publishing a book called Mila 18 that same month. And my publishers, in their wisdom, felt that the public would not want to buy two novels with the number 18 in the title.
Joseph Heller's Catch-22, 25 years old and already an American classic, which captures the insanity of war and the nightmare of military bureaucracy. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.